This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I'm Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. Excuse me. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 15th, episode 1473, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
It will haunt you every night. Whatever it is, no one should have to encounter that kind of evil. Except you girls. I think you can handle it.
Oh, good. Hey. Thanks.
We have a gift. We see what no one else is willing to see. We do things others can't do.
Ghostbusters.
If there's a paranormal problem, we're the ones to answer the call.
Hello.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
What do we think of these Ghostbusters? Are they to be taken seriously?
You think that? Take the far one.
Okay, you sweaty freaks. I'm about to save you from this ghost.
Okay, so I don't know if it was a race thing or a lady thing, but I'm mad as hell.
There's a bigger picture at hand here.
Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Hey, guys, check it out.
Kevin, come inside.
I was born to be a Ghostbuster, all right?
Oh, man, that's so not good.
Something big is gonna happen.
The word we're looking for is apocalypse.
You wanna pay for this? Yeah!
The government's trying to claim the event isn't supernatural.
We don't want a panic. We don't want mass hysteria.
Get out of the city! Get out of the city! I will beat the living crap out of you! And you, especially you! Hey! Don't move!
You gotta,
No, I'm tired.
No, listen.
I'm just gonna go ahead and take off. How about that?
I don't really think that's a good idea.
Nope. Going to take off. Don't piss off the ghost. Really?
Oh my gosh, today is the day. Are you serious? Is it today?
It's today. Are you going? The reviews are starting to come in.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I have to get a babysitter for tonight. Right now. I'm a texter right now.
There you go. You need a babysitter. Yep. Today's the day. Ghostbusters remake coming out.
I'm so excited. I watched Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, where Melissa McCarthy was on.
Yes, we saw that one too. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. She's so funny. I love her so much. But her talking about Chris Hemsworth, she said that he was really, really good, like really funny and really good at just kind of like improvising stuff. So I feel like a lot of the stuff he did was improvised. And you know how I love me some Chris Hemsworth. I mean, Thor. You know what I mean? So I'm so excited to go see it. Oh,
are you just going to bring earplugs? You don't even have to. You're just going to focus on Chris.
Oh, I need it. Well, I mean, I can do that on the internet. I want to see this movie. I'm so excited. But I was watching Secret Life of Pets with my family, my dad and my son. And, you know, this comes on and he turns to me. He goes, "I can't wait to see that."
Who is this? And I said turned that?
My dad.
Oh, okay.
And I turned to him. I was like, "Oh, my God, I'm so excited too. I can't wait for it to come out." And he's like, "I was kidding. That looks terrible."
Well, I'll have you know, so far it has a 74% on the tomato meter. So it's fresh.
Good?
That's fresh. Yes, that's good. Now the differences, and this will be interesting to see what the listeners think and what we all think. The critics are giving it 74%. The average people are giving it 44%. So I think you know what it is with this movie? It's like the remake of Star Wars. Those of us that saw it when we were kids have expectations, and it's either going to meet those or it's not. You know what I mean?
I just wish it wasn't a. Is it a total remake?
It's a total remake.
I
mean, It's a total remake.
I was hoping it was like the next generation, like you know, no, hey, guys, remember much in the 80s?
Yeah, no,
the Ghost Attack.
No, it's pretty much the same story. And they did that, you know, with Star Wars or Star Trek, Star Wars, and they didn't have. That's the point I was making when I saw Star Wars is they didn't have to remake it. They could have come up with at least a new villain, you know. But I think there'll be some new ghosts. But I think the premise is about the same. But let's hope that the comedy makes up for it. That's what we have to hope for. Is that the girls can hit the comedy.
It's going to be good. I'm excited. Well, I can't wait. Happy.
And I can't tell you how many times we had gone through. Is it Universal that had Ghostbusters? Yes, it's Universal that had Ghostbusters. How many times we'd gone through that ride at Universal? So,
that's true.
Yep. I'm excited, too. I want to go see it. I'm excited, too.
All right. Well, okay. This weekend, will I, Glenn?
No, I'm going away.
Oh, no. Why not?
I'm going away. I have a podcast junket to go to. And then I'm going to be seeing Emily tonight from The Jumping Show. We're going to hang out. I'm going to go meet all her babies. I'm excited to meet the baby. There's nothing fun, more fun than playing with the baby horses.
Hey, Jen, you know what? You can go see it. You can just go.
I invited her. Actually,
we have that problem at our house that we're a one vehicle house.
Well, plus, I invited her to go along down to downtown to Miami, but our babysitters kind of have company right now. So that was kind of hard, too. So it was one of those weekends.
Well, what I'm saying is call up. I think you have a listener friend that lives near. Denise, right?
Yeah, call Denise. Go with Denise.
Girls Night Out.
Yes.
Girls Night there Out. We're going to see Ghostbusters.
Perfect.
Do it, girl.
Perfect.
I like that idea.
All right, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show? Just us, I think.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we will glance over the weekly headlines, and then we're going to take a swipe at trailer safety, compliments of Julie Goodnight. We've had some questions about that recently. And really bad ads will be lifting the cowl of news-induced doom and gloom that everybody's under. With hilariously silly listener-submitted ads, and they are submitted by the best listeners in the world. And something I just found out, further evidence that we should all brighten our outlook towards the future, happy National I Love Horses Day.
Today?
Today. It's on the internet, so it's true.
Oh, there you go. Somebody said it is, and it is.
It is.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, we all woke up to the news this morning about France, and, you know, I don't know what to say anymore. It seems like, Jamie, we've said this 1,000 times, you know, thoughts and prayers with everybody over there. All we're going to try and do this morning is brighten your day a little bit and give you a little refuge from everything that's happening in the world right now. And, you know, I looked it up. The nightclub thing in Orlando was a month ago exactly. So it does seem like we say this, and, you know, some people I'm sure think that we avoid the topics, and we kind of do for a reason, and that's that we want to bring you some fun here on the show and give you a little break from the news and the headlines. You can get that plenty of other places. So,
and honestly, I'm not smart enough to even weigh in on the magnitude of what is going on in this world. I don't understand. I cannot shed any light just to say, don't know why there's so much hate. And somebody just recently posted, oh, there's so much hate in this world. And I realized actually the world has been like that forever. It's just right now.
Oh, the Romans were killing everybody in sight. I mean,
the Native Americans in our country, you know, like slaughtered and moved. And
watch Marco Polo if you want.
I don't need to watch stuff like that because the world is living that right now, and it's very terrible and it's very sad, and I it just seems like these lone acts that are all tied to potentially this one group, and I just don't understand why we can't take care of it. Again, I'm not smart enough to comment on the state of the world, which is why our idea in life and this radio show is to bring you happy, fun stuff, because you're not listening to Horses in the Morning to get news about Paris. And we are just heartbroken for everybody out there as much as you are. And I was reading stuff this morning and I can't even process how somebody could do horrible things like that. I can't even process. So we're going to not Glenn, can we not think about it today? Like, okay. I don't want to think about it sold. Anymore. I've done too much.
Sold. Oh, and then you have the conventions coming up over the next couple of weeks. There's that, too. Just thought what, I'd throw that in there.
The conventions?
The political conventions, Democrat, oh. Republican. That'll I'm be sorry. In the news the next couple of weeks.
I'm sorry. You can't vote for it. At least I did find out that there is a third person I can vote for. So I do not have to tell
Donald
my
Duck,
children.
I'm running Scooter. Scooter for president.
Yeah, right? I'd vote for him. At least there's a guy
Carrots
in the middle. Like
for everyone.
Gosh. That'd be the greatest running ever.
All right. Let's get on with the show. I have two daily winnies, and the first one is the most important daily winnie of the year.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
That's right, it's our 28th anniversary this weekend. 28 years we've been married. Got married 1988 in a castle in Reading, Pennsylvania.
And you're leaving her?
Yeah, I'll be back on Sunday. We'll celebrate then. I think she was actually happy I was leaving, to be honest.
After the past 48 hours, I'm perfectly happy to let him go. Thank you very much.
She wants
Peace
to go
out.
Make me somebody else's problem. See, this is how we've been married for 28 years. I love you, dear. And it's been the best 28 years ever. And I'm looking forward to another 28.
Aww,
so happy anniversary.
You.
And my...
Aw, everybody... And clearly you're just embarrassed, Jennifer, or she doesn't love you back because she was like, oh, thanks.
Okay. And you know what? I don't know that we're probably in the severe minority of people who've been married 28 years or longer, right? There's not too many of those anymore.
My folks didn't make it that long. You didn't have kids. See, that's what
happened. What it was. That's
it's
what
magical.
It was. You
it's
know,
magical
when you
romance.
Think about it, Jennifer, all the couples we know that have been together forever don't have kids.
Oh,
Jamie.
That's
bad
so
omen,
scary,
Jamie. Bad omen.
No, dude, that guy ain't going nowhere. I'll kill him if he leaves.
And I also want to give a daily whinny to Jessica Phoenix, who fought and made her way onto the team. The Canadian team was announced yesterday for the Rio Olympics for eventing, and Rebecca Howard, Colleen Loach, Selena O'Hanlon, and Jessica Phoenix are on the team. Now, I was surprised that Jessica Phoenix, that Pavarotti wasn't the horse that was picked. It was A Little Romance. So I contacted Jessica and congratulated her, and she's going to come on probably Monday with us. She was busy this morning, or she would have. And she said she can't talk about the politics involved in all of this, but we can at least congratulate her. So congratulations, Jessica.
Are you feeling better now? Is all right with this world?
No,
yes.
In that little corner. In the Canadian corner, all is right. That's
okay.
Right. Okay.
Well, not really, Glenn.
Oh, yeah. We have that to talk about later. That could be a positive, actually. All right. Daily Winnie for you.
I feel like you guys are like constantly telling inside jokes and I don't get any of them.
Well, you'll understand and just after your daily whinny.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my daily whinny goes out to, oh, we haven't talked about her in forever. And I stare at her all the time because she's a briar horse that's on my shelf and her name is Black Caviar.
Oh wow. I haven't had Black Caviar in the news.
I know. Well, they just named her first baby.
Oh, yeah.
Her first little filly
is it
by Exceed and Excel. It is, oh my gosh, it's so stinking cute. It's bay with a really unique looking blaze. But they named the foals. They named the filly, again, Black Caviar and Exceed and Excel. And the foal has been named Ocitra. I don't know how to spell it. I don't know how to say it. Ocitra.
Who thought it was a good idea to name a horse something that the announcers aren't going to be able to say?
Let me tell you why they named it.
Okay.
And this is what I love about it. I may not be able to pronounce it, and there's a reason I don't know how to pronounce it, because I've never, ever been in the presence of it, because Ocitra is described as one of the most prized and expensive types of caviar on the planet. So they named a baby after like the most prized and expensive type of caviar ever because Mama's Black Caviar. I just thought that was so cute and adorable. And I want that baby.
Did we ever determine how Black Caviar came to get its name? Was it the caviar moguls of the world, that owner? What's...
Let's get our... That's a topic for the Australian show.
Look that up, Jennifer. I want to know how she got her name. That brings that up. That's a good point. So a seat... And I've never eaten caviar either, so I'm not in much help.
Because we're not rich enough, so we've never. That's why we can't pronounce it, because never has there been a time. It's been like, hey, do you want some mojito? No, I'm cool. Like, no, I mean, it's never been offered, ever.
You know, and I don't eat seafood or anything comes out of the water. So, you know, caviar would be like the extreme of that. It comes out of a thing that comes out of the water. So that's even worse. Exactly.
So gross. So gross.
All right. Well, Jennifer's going to research that for us.
Okay.
All right. This is what Jennifer was alluding to. I said all is right in the world, you know, in Canada. Well, not so much. There was an article on Horse Canada yesterday, horsecanada.com, that, well, let me read it to you. To no one's actual surprise, the Canadian equestrian community's profound disappointment, it is unlikely that the World Equestrian Games set for August 11th through the 26th, 2018, at the Bromont Olympic Equestrian Park, it is likely, rather, that they're going to be canceled after the government of Canada informed the organizing committee that it will not support the games. This is what the government said. On July 11, 2016, the 2018 World Equestrian Games Organizing Committee was informed that the Government of Canada will not be providing federal funds to support the hosting of the World Equestrian Games. Through Sport Canada, the federal government is not in a position to support the hosting of the Games, given the financial viability of this project. Now listen to this. The event has an estimated budget of $100 million, of which approximately $66 million was to come from private sources. As of today, you'd care to guess how much money has been pledged by private sources?
$10 million.
Zero. No private sector funds have been confirmed, nor has there been a deficit guarantor. Now, in the wagon in Lexington, the deficit guarantor was Alltech, correct. The reason that this happened was the private funding was based on, they had commitments for private funding when they made the bid. But when the government said, no way, the private funding was all the companies that were offering the private funding said only if the government gets involved, because it was going to require so much money. And then the government said no, private funders pulled out. So basically, there is no infrastructure. The people that have been there said they have changed the footing in a couple of the arenas, but the stadium that was supposed to be built has not even been started. Nothing has happened.
Oh boy.
Now listen to this. The entire, and this goes back, and a couple people, even John Kyle, the announcer from England, the big announcer from England, posted on my Facebook page yesterday that he agrees with me on my next statement. The entire WEG business model has been flawed for some time, and the 2018 edition was a problem from the start. Bromont was left as the only bidder in the first round of bidding that ended in 2011. But Canada was not able to meet its financial criteria for the FEI funding. The FEI reopened the bidding in 2013. But aside from Bromont, the only other bid was from the Kentucky Horse Park, whose main arena is sponsored by Rolex, which conflicts with Longines, who is the FEI's top partner. So that's why it couldn't be done at Lexington, or it would have been. Rather than concede the difficulties in hosting the flagship event bearing its name was insurmountable, the FEI changed they actually changed the criteria to say substantial government backing rather than specific federal support. And that's how they were able to get it through legally through the FEI rules to take Canada back. So it was the FEI that bent their own rules and got themselves into their own mess here.
Oh my gosh.
So now what? And the FEI came out and said, after this article, and said, well, we're working with the Canadians to try and figure, how are you going to figure out $100 million? And no infrastructure has even started. They worked on the Lexington grounds for four years before that WEG happened.
At least.
Yeah, it was, there's no way in heck they're going to get this ready in that amount of time. It's less than, 2 years away? And they
what they should do is just move it down to Rio. They got all the stuff now.
They have all
Dang,
of the
brilliant.
They,
I know, right?
Yeah, they have all of the. They don't even have a website built. They don't have any of the infrastructure done. So, pretty much, I think that that this article is correct, we're going to see it go. John Kyle said on my page yesterday, I agree. It should be Lexington one time, Aachen the next, and keep it in the same two spots. The infrastructure is already there. That's the biggest cost of the $100 million is building stadiums, you know? So why not do that? You know, I don't know. Oh, so we'll see what happens. We still got the problem. You know, the good that could come out of this is we could all be in Lexington in 2 years.
Yahoo!
And, you know, that could be the good. And I mean we, because Jamie and I and Jennifer have to be there. So we could
be
there.
I would like to, Jennifer, write that down. July 15th, 2016, 6:20 a.m. my time. Glenn said that I had to be there.
Yeah, well, you do. We have to do the show every day from there. So, and I was there all 16 days last year. Last time. It was pretty cool. But we still got the Rolex problem. So how do they overcome the Rolex Longines watch battle?
I don't know.
Battle of the watch.
Rolex gets half the park. Longines gets the other half.
Here's the deal. I'll just wear one of each.
They can send it to you. You won't have a problem wearing one of each.
I will wear Rolex on my left hand, Longines on my right hand. I don't care. Totally wear both. I guess that's they'll figure it out. I hope they figure it out. I feel like if John Nicholson was still the president of the horse park, that this wouldn't even be a question.
I don't know. He was under his own scrutiny after he left, so I don't know what's going to... You know what I'm afraid is going to happen because of the whole Rolex and Longines battle? What I'm afraid is going to happen is they're just going to say we're going to go to Aachen. Well, in which case, we can go to Aachen then. We'll just do Aachen.
I'll go to Aachen.
Yeah,
let's
we'll go.
Do it.
I've never been there. Hey, let's talk booze. More specifically...
Talk booze,
yeah.
Can I just talk about the elephant in the room here?
Oh, no.
So, real quick, you have to tune in on Monday. Horse Nation posted this Clinton Anderson video.
Oh, that elephant. Clinton. I didn't know which elephant you were talking about.
What elephant? The elephant that you won't let me talk about. So, there's this Clinton Anderson video. You need to go to horsenation.com, watch this video. We are going to play the audio from his, I'm using air quotes, interview that he did after the show. And this is one of his own shows that he's putting out, and it's him riding this horse and then the ensuing interview. And I talked on the Facebook page that I was going to talk about this today, and Glenn won't let me. So he
just
gets
thought in light of the Paris. I thought in light of the whole Paris situation and the fact I haven't had a chance to watch a video yet. I do want to do that.
Let's be honest.
Or get the audio. What's that?
Yes. You haven't watched
it. I haven't watched
it. So tune in on Monday, because I'm just going to go ahead and let you know that I'm going to speak my mind about all of it. And hopefully I'll be as passionate as I am today, because I'm pretty pissed about it. So watch it. It's really, really fun and entertaining. Really learn how to train a horse. Yeah. Sorry. You better move on, because I'm going to keep going. It's going
to. I didn't start that. I wanted to talk about booze.
Okay, let's talk about booze.
Zenyatta and booze is what I wanted to talk about. Your two favorite subjects right there.
Two favorite subjects of mine.
I mean, I led you into your two favorite subjects.
Horses and drinking.
Maker's Mark, the distiller in Kentucky, of course, bourbon, started last year a Breeders' Cup series of bottles, and they're really cool. And last year, what they're doing is they're taking it, horses, and they're putting kind of these art likenesses on the bottles and making the bottles all kinds of fun colors. And last year, they had APND Lure and Personal Ensign. Mm-hmm. As the bottles last year, but this year it's a line of Zenyatta bottles. And Jerry and Ann Moss selected Old Friends as the beneficiary. They always do this for charity. So they selected Old Friends as the beneficiary of that. The whole story is just, you know, cool because of that. The bottles, have you looked at the bottles? They are really cool looking. I don't drink bourbon, but I'd have one of these bottles sitting on the mantle. I mean, they're really cool. So you can find out more about that. Horse Nation has an article. Just go search for Maker's Mark, and you'll find the article. And Jennifer, maybe post a link to it with a picture of the bottle. I don't know. Are they still available? Five limited release custom bottles were designed to honor racing legend.
As far as I know, they're still available.
Yeah.
I want to see the picture of this. Where's the link to it? Do you have it on our Facebook page?
Yes, it is down below under Standing Ovation by Ovation Riding, Champions for Charity. Okay. In the news section, right underneath.
Because
California
I remember
Crown.
I was like, I want an AP indie bottle, and they were like $1,000 or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know how much these are. Expensive. Jennifer, another research. Can you look that up quick? See how much the Maker's Mark's Zenyatta bottles are? I don't see a link. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. I found it. You got to put in your date of birth. Something about age thing, because I don't look like I'm 52.
April 4th, 1928.
I thought about buying one of these for you just for fun.
Just don't even start with that.
I did. I thought about it, and I was going to suggest it to Jennifer, but now that I'm here on the website, I'm not thinking about it anymore. $400 a bottle.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. It's only like 3 months' paycheck from this show, so I can do it. I'll start saving.
Cigar is next year, by the way.
Oh, man. So I'm going to have a lot of...
And we met Cigar. Bottles. We hung out with Cigar together. Zenyatta, yeah, $400 a bottle. Let's go support charity.
Yeah, but that's going to happen.
Still are cool looking.
Do you know much about the Calgary Stampede?
Yes, I've been on my bucket list forever. It's a big party and horse show and rodeo, and it's right in Canada, in Calgary, and it's right below Spruce Meadows, which, of course, is the big show jumping venue up there in Canada.
Okay, so the Calgary Stampede, I've been seeing videos and just some of the coolest, most awesome trail classes where these guys are like galloping through these trail courses, sliding, stop, open the gate, galloping, spin around the thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can you make me sound more intelligent by telling me what that's called?
Trail. What is it called, Jennifer? You did it. What's it called?
What, the competitive trail?
There we go. Competitive trail. Thank
there's
you,
lots
Jennifer.
Of different versions, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's, I guess they do lots of different classes at the Calgary Stampede, and one of those is barrel racing. And you're not going to believe this. Mary Berger, 67 years old, wins four straight in the Calgary Stampede barrel racing. She's from Oklahoma. Let me repeat that. She is 67 years old winning barrel racing. Is that incredible? I just had to give her a little shout out.
Terrific.
Why are you laughing?
There. No, I'm not laughing. I think it's cool. I'm not riding barrels at 52.
No, please don't. Please don't do that. I thought it was pretty awesome. So congratulations to her, 67 years old. Dear God.
It's very Western, the whole show up there.
I just got a message from our guest wrangler that says she may be coming up on an episode soon.
Oh, the lady?
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Who knew?
Yeah. Apparently I did. We do have other rock stars that are coming up in the pipeline, by the way. And
really?
R-O-C-K in big letters stars. No
really?
Pressure, Denise.
Oh, wow. She's been holding out. I didn't know about that either.
Please tell me it's Clinton Anderson.
While we're on Canada, there's two big names that you're going to recognize. Only one of them is not the one that you would expect, because they named the team the Show Jumpers. Eric Lamaze, who we all know is going to be in the Olympics for Canada, superstar. And then Ian Miller, you know, is the one that you would have been there 10 times. We've talked about Ian Miller many times in this show before because he's been to the Olympics 10 times.
He's not, amazing.
He's not going this year. And that's because his Olympic horse was injured and could not go. But guess who is going? Amy Miller. His daughter will be competing this year. So we have a Miller represented. This will be the 11th Olympics that a Miller is represented. Congratulations to her. It'll be fun to see another one of the Miller family. Apparently, it's a family business. So also Megan Lane and Belinda Trussell. Are the dressage riders. They don't have a team, but they have a couple of independent riders, so congratulations to them as well. So a little love for our Canadians.
That's awesome. Hey, speaking of, you just mentioned Aachen, right?
Yes.
And there's a huge event there weekend.
Yep.
The big show this weekend in Germany, the Aachen meet, which is a
driving, it has everything. Yeah.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, okay. I have everything.
CHIO, Aachen.
There's 25 foreign hands competing there this weekend.
Well, there's eventing going on too. And it's going to be a kind of a precursor event, a training event for many of the people that are going. They're all Rio bound. And New Zealand team was going to go as well. And let's see. Olympic reserve Tim Price, veteran Blythe Tate, they're on the way. And as they're kind of going through security, I'm kind of making this up a little bit, but I'm sure it wasn't this dramatic. They're going through the airport security. Let me just tell the tale. And they've got their horses loaded up in the bottom of the plane, and they're on their way to the plane, going through security, and somebody says, beep, beep, beep. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Your visa will not allow you to go. And this person is like, wait, no, I have to go. Like, I'm in the Olympics, and I've got a test event, and I'm preparing for the Olympic Games. I'm sorry, sir. Your visa is expired. But I'm Sir Mark Todd. Oh, no! He had to late scratch from the Aachen in Germany because of his
visa. They didn't let him in?
No. There was a delay with his visa renewal, and they wouldn't let him. Nope.
The Germans are tough about that. Everybody's a little paranoid right now.
Sir Mark Todd. I don't care who you are. Sir Mark Todd. Isn't that hilarious?
You're not a sir in Germany. You're only a sir in England.
Isn't that funny? So, yeah, Mark Todd had to scratch.
I think they'll probably still let him go. Don't you think?
No, he doesn't get to go.
No, I meant to the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably get it taken care of by then. They've got a little while, but this one, they wouldn't let him do his prep event.
Do you realize that the Olympics are 3 weeks away?
I find it amazing that, like, this past weekend in the U.S. was a big prep event, Great Meadows, and then there's this one, and it seems like it's awful close.
It does. And, you know, and what have you been seeing on cable right now is all the track and field. You know, ESPN's been covering track and field nonstop. Isn't it awful close for them, too? I always thought that this was settled 2 months ahead of time, you know? But apparently, for all sports, it's the same way.
It's amazing. Yeah. I just think like the horses, it's an awful lot of work for them.
And then they got to travel and have the downtime and the quarantine and all that. You know, it's only 3 weeks away. Now, I don't know exactly when the horse sports start, but I've been seeing the nonstop ads on NBC about the Olympics. They certainly are doing those about every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We recently on by email and on our Facebook page, we have had a couple of people commenting about trailer safety. And a long time ago, I did a segment with Julie Goodnight, and she talked about trailer safety. And I'm also very excited to announce that we're going to be staying at Julie's house or her ranch when we go out to Colorado on vacation. We're going to spend a night with her and her husband and see all the horses and the ranch and visit. And I'm so excited about that. Julie's been coming on our show since 9 years, since day one. She knew in the beginning we had no listeners, and she still came on the show. She's one of the good guys, and I thought we'd share this to answer some of the questions or at least remind people about trailer safety. We'll be back. Really Bad Ads coming up. We got some good ones today.
Well, I'd like to talk, Glenn, today about trailering safety. And as I watch people load and unload their horses at clinics, I see a lot of scary stuff, and you know, trailering horses is pretty much a higher risk proposition, and anybody who's done much of it has probably had something go wrong either in the loading or unloading.
And why is it that when you're trying to load a horse and you've got it under control, you know what you're doing, there's always 10 people who can do it better around you?
Yeah, and they want to come up and offer their help
exactly.
without even asking.
It's like a magnet.
Yeah, it is, and that can really cause a lot of problems. But there's a few things to just think about in terms of keeping your horse safe in the trailer. One is that although I'm a very big proponent of rope halters, I use them in my training program, I sell them, we use them daily on our horses, I would never trailer a horse in a rope halter for a couple of reasons. One is that the rope halter will not break, and right. unless you have a really cheap one.
Cheap one, yeah.
But most quality rope halters are made with very high tensile rope, and a horse is not going to be able to break the rope. And so if something goes wrong, the horse falls down in the trailer, heaven forbid, have a wreck or something like that, we want him to be in a halter that breaks.
Right.
So I use a safety halter that actually has a Velcro release or a leather halter that has some sort of breakaway. And the other reason I wouldn't want to use a rope halter in a trailer is we know for a fact the horse is going to get off balance in the trailer. No matter how good a driver you are, you're going to mess up at some point, and you're going to brake a little bit too hard or turn a little bit too fast, and he is going to lose his balance. And if he's tied in the trailer in a rope halter, he hits that halter, and it makes him uncomfortable through no fault of his own. And rope halters are a great training device for that purpose. So when I add a little snap to the rope, it puts pressure on the horse's face as a correction. But we don't want to be correcting him just because he lost his balance because we were doing a poor job.
We don't want to be correcting him for 300 miles in the horse trailer.
Exactly. So we want to make him as comfortable as possible in the trailer. I always have my horses tied in the trailer. I never leave them loose in the trailer. And the reason why is I want to know exactly where he is. And if that trailer goes to shaking around and thumping around, I know it's because my horse has a problem, not because he's just wandering around in the trailer or trying to turn around. And if you've ever left a horse untied in a trailer, they have this uncanny ability to get themselves halfway turned around and stuck or, you know, kind of get in a bind. So I like to keep my horses tied. I know they're going to hit the end of that rope when they lose their balance, so I want them to be in a comfortable halter that they can lean against if they have to without paying a penalty.
And I've seen so many people, you talked about not using not using the rope halter. I've also seen people using like triple stitch leather halters, which have a tendency to not break as quickly.
Exactly.
We always use the single or triple thick leather halters. We always use just the single leather halter. It's not triple thick. Do you believe in breakaway ties?
Yes, and the important thing is people generally put the breakaway on the wrong end. We want that breakaway to be not at the horse's head, but at the other end, so that if you release it, the horse still has a lead on him.
Yes.
And also, if you do need to go in there and release that, if the horse is in a dangerous position, he's fallen down or something, you probably don't want to get that close to him to be able to release his head. So it's going to be easier to release if it's at the other end, and not at the trailer end, not the head end. But and speaking of having horses tied in the trailer, another really fundamental safety rule is that you never tie a horse in the trailer until the door is closed, and you never open the door until the horse is untied. And I've seen some nasty wrecks happen that way because what happens is if you tie a horse, if the horse is tied in the trailer and the door is open and he tries to back out, then he hits the end of that rope, he might have a panic attack at that point and start flailing. But the worst thing that can happen is he gets his back legs out of the trailer and then discovers he's tied and he pulls back and his legs go under the trailer. Horses, you can really easily break a horse's leg that way. So always shut the door before you tie the horse, and then untie him before you open the door.
You know, I think that was actually a darn good. We've actually had a couple tips today, but I think that was probably the best one. And we've all seen the nightmare scenarios of what happens when you don't.
Yeah, it's a simple thing, but people need to be taught that. Otherwise, they discover it through a wreck, and that's not what we want people to do. That's why we're doing these daily tips.
Well, use a shipping safe halter is the first one. We have two today, and also close the door before you untie or tie.
Yeah.
So, all right, great. Well, thank you, Julie. We appreciate you being on. Where can people find out more about you?
Well, the best way is through my website, which is juliegoodnight.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, and I have a daily blog as well that you can get to through my website. And that's where you can kind of catch up on what I'm doing and hear some behind-the-scenes kind of stuff about what it's like to do what I do or things that I see that I think are interesting. So,
well, you do a great blog, too, I must say.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you do a great blog. I read it. I actually read one recently, and I think we talked about it. You write emotional blogs occasionally, too. So.
Yeah, I write what comes to my heart and comes to my mind, so.
All right. Well, thanks, Julie, and we'll see you again soon. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Feeding your horse starch-laden grains can lead to colic, laminitis, and metabolic disease. Today, nutritionists are recommending the use of high-quality fat to provide healthy calories. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It's readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of starchy grains. Replacing grain with a high-quality fat supplement reduces a horse's risk of developing health problems. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. And best of all, horses fueled by Equijoule stay calmer and more focused on the job at hand. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Well, we thank Kentucky Performance Products for their continuing support of the show. You're listening to Horses in the Morning here on this Freestyle Friday. How about some study show? I never got the study show in June. Are you up for that, Jamie? Jamie?
Oops, I'm here. Sorry, I had my mic turned
off.
She's
not up for it.
Talking away.
She's left. She's gone. Left the building.
I want no part of that, Glenn. Yeah, no, do it. Definitely do it.
Study
I mean,
show.
Should we do the study show from July then and just skip June?
Well, I only have the June. I didn't do July yet because we never got to June. Gosh. So we'll just do this. All right, so this is every month I try and look up. I just go to Google and I search for study show and I look at the last month's news stories and I read you the headlines of the wacky studies that we are actually spending money on, and we try and determine how many of these we should have spent money on or which ones we just, even Jamie and I, not the brightest bulbs in the box, but we still know that you don't need to spend money on this. Studies show that kids need to go get outside. Yours does not have that problem, but it's followed up by studies show that kids need to wear clothes.
It is not. It is not. My child wears sunscreen. That's going to matter.
Do you put sunscreen on his little butt? Does it hang it out outside?
Of course I do. His little tushy shows all the time. You got to put a little sunscreen on that cute little tushy. The very next headline, well, Glenn, I forgot one of the words, and I was very genuinely concerned about Lucas for a second there, because I thought it said, studies show childhood exposure may lead to crime. I missed that. Yeah, I was a little concerned there for a second.
When actually it says studies show childhood lead exposure may lead to crime.
Oh my gosh. Thank God exposure doesn't lead to crime. My kid's going to jail by the time he's 4.
12. Yeah, exactly. By the way, kids are getting outside. Maybe Pokemon read this story and that's why they developed the game.
Okay. Have you downloaded that yet?
No, I'm not. I haven't gone down the rabbit hole yet. Why?
I downloaded it. And I was like, I'm going to play this. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I didn't understand it after two people explained it to us on Wednesday. I still didn't get it.
I was like, I live in the country, so I was like,
there's no Pokemons at your farm?
So apparently there was one in my living room, but I think they just give you a training Pokemon.
Okay.
So I was supposed to drive to places and collect these balls to like knock down these Pokemon. So I was heading out to go see my brood mare, my baby mama, Pink. And so I thought, well, I'll cruise over to Pink's house and see nothing. There's nothing. I'm in the middle of nowhere. Kristen was right. Like, you got to live somewhere important to have a Pokemon in your area. But I thought it was kind of stupid. I'm like, I'm supposed to just stare at my phone and like look around with my body while I'm staring at my phone. I stare at my phone enough. I don't need something else that makes me look at my damn phone. And seriously, there's on the highway messages going into downtown. Chad was driving to the airport. He's like, all of the DOT signs above say something about basically don't drive and Pokemon at the same time. Yes, that's what they all said. He said all the way in.
Oh,
don't
my God.
Do it. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I mean, Wendy Ying, bless your heart. If you want to stare at your phone more, that's great. I thought it was kind of dumb.
I think a month, it's gone. It's a fad.
Yeah, I thought you were wrong, but like, you know, I think you're right.
I think it's just a fad. I do. I think it's going to be, people will get bored with it pretty quick. They're apparently making a fortune because you can buy extra things to make it easier. So they are making a fortune on everybody buying the extra stuff.
Oh, see, well, maybe I'd have liked it more if I'd have just had to buy the stuff instead of drive
the magic
around
wand
find
or
it.
Whatever. Yeah.
But even I'm like, okay, I've got a Pokemon in my thing. What do I do? Did I get a prize? Did I get a pat on the back? Did I get kicked in the jaw? Nothing. Nothing. Do something.
Studies show Americans more likely to give than to vote. I don't know what they were giving. I don't know exactly what the giving part was. I didn't look at it.
I would like to give my time to get people to not vote for the two idiots that are running for president. Is this embarrassing? I am embarrassed for our country.
I know.
Right
this
now.
Is the two best we could come up with. And I don't think anybody's arguing. That's not even political. I don't think anybody can argue that there has to be better people in the world.
There has to be. But do you think that this happened when Ronald Reagan was running? Be like, oh my God, that old actor guy is running for president?
I think it's always happened. If you look at back in history again, back the 1800s, they were having these same kind of battles. Studies show that women are more, let's get to the good stuff. Studies show that women are more interested in sex than you think.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All I know is that your anniversary is this weekend and your wife is sitting home and you're leaving her. So you're in trouble, dude. She's interested and you're not going to be here.
Moving on. Studies show. Sorry, I brought that one up. Studies show that liberals and conservatives have different brain structures. So there you go.
So if you're not a liberal or a conservative, do you have like a balanced brain?
Yeah. Your like left and rights must be equal or something.
Equal
I don't know.
Or something. Yeah.
Studies show that monkeys grieve for their friends when they die.
I think all animals do that.
Yeah, our horses do. I know. I think horses do because we've seen that when
of course they do. We've all seen it.
Especially, I think more so if they actually see the other horse die as opposed to you just take it away. But
my Chili grieves when a horse goes four stalls down.
Yeah, but he's an emotional mess like you. So studies show regular exercise cannot counteract the harm of sitting all day at work. So I'm screwed.
So don't even bother, Glenn.
Yeah, that's why I don't bother. I don't bother exercising because it apparently doesn't matter anyway.
I think that is maybe a study that we should maybe say and put a label on that we do not agree nor believe in what these things say.
If we look carefully, this study was probably paid for by a standing desk company.
Yes. I want one of those, by the way, but they're $1,000.
I don't want to stand up. I stand up all day.
Because they spent all that money on the study. That's why they're so expensive.
Studies show coffee should no longer be considered a carcinogen. Coffee may actually be good for you. This is why I don't believe anything scientists say, because it's sugar, no sugar, salt, no salt. Now we're back to you should eat salt again.
Hold on. When has coffee been a cancer causer?
Oh, that was big studies about 10 years ago that coffee causes cancer. You missed those?
Shoot, I'm doomed.
Doctors are nicer to thinner patients, studies show. Now,
tough love.
My last doctor could not say anything to anybody because he must have weighed in about 350 pounds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he wasn't saying anything to anybody about weight, I hope, because there's hypocrite there.
Okay, I have a friend who is, was heavy, and I saw her last week, and I said, oh my God. Like, it was shocking. I said, oh my God, what happened to you? She goes, Metafast weight loss, 70 pounds in 3 months.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
In 3 months?
In 3 months, whoa. 70 pounds. And it's just eating better and teaching her how to eat and the different types of, like, there's only like three types of fruit they let them have because they're low sugar fruits, and strawberries was on the list. And I have not stopped eating strawberries since.
That's a hard one. That's hard. It's so hard. I have to suffer through strawberries every day.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. That's all I took out of it. She said some other fruits and vegetables that were good, but she said strawberries. I'm like, okay.
I'm just going to eat nothing but strawberries. You're going to be like Steve Jobs eating nothing but bananas.
Yeah. But 70 pounds, Metafast weight control. Like, I've seen it work.
When I started my mandatory diet for Lyme years ago, I lost 50 pounds in about 6 months, Jennifer.
You did. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Same
thing though, right? Just eating differently
and better. Well, my vegan diet, I just all of a sudden, it was after 3 months. I mean, I had shed 14 pounds and just by not eating cheese.
That would probably happen to me too. If I cut out cheese, I would cut out two-thirds of my calories every day.
I'm just going to give up and quit if I have to give up cheese. Sorry. Doctors are nice. Oh, I did that one. Studies show that healthcare costs are going up. No crap.
No.
Have they ever gone down? In our
Who
history,
does a study about that?
In our history, have they ever gone down? Studies show that men really do work longer and harder at their jobs than women.
Oh, careful!
I thought I'd throw that one in there for you.
You missed a key word in this title.
Oh,
this,
did
this,
I?
Yeah. Government study shows that men really do work longer and harder at the jobs than women.
I did that just to rile up our 99% of our listeners who are female. Studies show that this sexist thing results in more job offers for women. Guess what it is?
Show your boobies.
Yep. Low cut, revealing tops. Now, that I do believe, because guess who's doing the hiring? Men, and we're all pigs. So
wait a second. So all I had to do was, well, I guess you have to have boobies first before you show them.
Okay, that is kind of a requirement if you're going to do
Hold
that
on. Work. Let me get to, anybody have any duct tape?
Push-up bras, duct tape, Jamie. Push-up bras.
You got to have stuff to push. It's embarrassing. When I was breastfeeding, I was like, oh my God, this is what it's like.
This is what other people have.
It's amazing. It was really fun. I played with my own boobs all the time. Sorry, I did. But now they're gone. It was fun while it lasted.
The last one. Studies show many studies are false.
Honest to God,
that was a study last month that is showing that many studies are false, which we also already knew. So there you go.
Okay, I'm glad you did the June ones. They were awesome.
This was a particularly good batch. Yes, I had to do it. All right, what do you say? I got to drive to Wellington today. So what do you say we just get on with the show?
Oh, no song? No like Jared Rogerson tease or anything?
No, next Friday, a whole show of Jared Rogerson. That's coming up next Friday. So.
I want you guys to hear it. He's so stinking cute. Oh my gosh. If you don't download the album, I don't know what. I mean, even go back and download his old ones if you don't have them. Ugh, he's so cute.
Next Friday, Jared Rogerson for the entire episode. And Jamie with her jewel rag. Because she needs
I was a fantastic, honest to goodness, real journalist during that interview, Glenn.
Yeah,
fair,
okay.
And balanced, unbiased,
a little bit on the geek outside, a little bit on the whole.
He's so cute. I can't stand it. I just love him and his little wife and his little kids. He's just so cute.
And his voice. I mean, he does have that great voice too. That other thing that he does, you know.
And he's funny and he's smart.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right, it is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week that everybody looks forward to. It's our escapism, where we make fun of other people, apparently. And they're sent in by our listeners who find really bad Craigslist ads, and they send them in, and we have a little bit of fun with them. And this month, our prize is unbelievable. It's terrific, and it's provided by Carrots, and Jennifer's going to tell us about it.
It is a Carrots competitor coat, spelled with a K, folks. It is cut to flatter in a fabric that breathes and stretches with every movement. It helps you feel cool and look polished. It has a hidden zipper behind the 3-snap closure, so the snaps look great and you never have gaps. It's machine washable and no ironing is required, and it is approved in all classes for USEF and USDF. It's from Carrots Competitor Coat.
And it's worth $130, and I did confirm with them that they can pick an adult size or a kid size. So if you don't need a competitor coat yourself, you can pick one for a kid in the barn or your own child or your grandchild or whatever.
Or you could pick one for that kid who was like that little girl that never had a show coat and used her brother's Sunday school jacket.
Would that be for her name be shows? Did she grow up in Atlanta?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there just in case somebody knows that girl who's super embarrassed because she's having to wear a brother's Sunday school jacket, and the brother gets really like mad because it smells like horses, and then like everybody knows that it's really not a fitted jacket for horse shows, and everybody makes fun of you because you already have a big old bucket helmet and not the cool stuff, and then like you have terrible breeches and rubber boots.
But we don't know. You don't remember who that person is. You just don't remember.
I don't know who that person is, but that person had rubber boots and her brother's Sunday school jacket and a big old bucket helmet, and she did not win the hunter classes and on that whole
obviously
outfit.
She has not let that go.
Oh my god, that felt good.
First one was sent in by Debbie O'Donnell. Horse tack, T-A-C tack, $1,000 in Branford. New saddle, handmade stand, and extra tack. All you need is the horse. That's it. Nothing about what the tech is. Nothing about whether it's English or Western. Nothing about nothing. Those sizes, just come and get it. It's tack for $1,000.
It's tack. Martha, oh, good Lord. Martha sent in this next one. You guys remember that I don't read these until I'm reading them.
I gave this one to you intentionally.
And so I just saw the first sentence, and I just... Okay, I'm just going to go for it. I'm looking down. I'm not going to read it until right now. Go. Dear Hags, if you're married or have been married, you know how the little disputes can be. My mostly lovely, non-coffee drinking husband is adamant that I don't need a decent coffee maker. I may have to put him up for sale. For sale. 30 years old and trained as a mechanical engineer. Gainfully employed. He's an easy keeper and is relatively handy. Easy to catch. Just shake a box of donuts. He did stab himself with a pocket knife, but the doctor was called and he's sound again. He has a scar, but it doesn't bother him. Plus, he always wears long pants. Green broke with nags. He is the one in the Brewers t-shirt. Horse not for sale. Oh, they must have been afraid. If you're going to get rid of your husband over a dispute of a coffee maker, your marriage is doomed.
Jennifer doomed. Just said, oh my God, my mom is selling my dad. And if you knew her dad.
Am I right?
Yes, he's always stabbing himself.
Is he a mechanical engineer?
Electrician, same thing.
Your mother is selling your father. Like, how do you feel about this? Martha, could you confirm the location of this ad? Because Jennifer is seriously concerned about her parents.
I need to call my folks. I'll see you later.
Another divorce coming up.
I'm getting drunk this weekend.
Jessica Troop sent the following one in.
You're not going to the podcast conference. She's going to go see her parents.
Yeah. Jessica Troop sent the following one in. 6-year-old 12.3 hand paint pony. $800. Sounds cute. I have a 6-year-old paint pony named Splash that is not beginner safe for what 12 hand pony is. She doesn't have very good ground manners and can be pushy. Also can kick out when farrier comes to trim her hind hooves. We bought her in April and was said to be beginner safe, but my daughter got scared of her. She is absolutely beautiful and flashy, would make someone a really nice show pony or trail pony. Was going to send her to a trainer, but my daughter has lost interest, asking $800. How many kids never get past that first naughty pony and totally give up horses forever because of that first naughty pony?
I know. And Snowflake tried. She tried to break me. And I was just not taking it. She could not break my spirit. She tried. She used whips and chains, and she put a sharp bit in my mouth and yanked on me and backed me into the corner. But dear God, I was not going to break.
I'm sorry,
Jennifer,
Splash.
Jennifer, did you have a pony?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. First several ponies. Yeah.
Well, what was the pony that tried to break you?
The pony.
Because my pony.
Oh, I had one. Her name was Peaches.
Peaches.
And they always have those lovely names like Splash, Peaches, Snowflake.
Peaches could gallop sideways, backwards, jump out of the arena and leave me behind.
My parents bought Snowflake from me because I wanted a white pony, and they bought Snowflake, and Snowflake was one of those horses that those ponies that you see being led and those they're like hot walker little pony parties.
Yep. The little pony ride thing. Yeah.
And so you'd get on her and she was in her little cage and like walked in a little circle. And so my parents bought her from that. And it turns out like that's the only riding she had ever had. You couldn't catch her. And by God, if you could catch her, we had to put food in the stall and like I would hide inside the stall and my mom would walk out and then they would slam the door shut when she went in and then I'd grab her. And that's how I had to catch my pony. And then, dear God, when you got on, you better hold on because she's running. Yeah. That was all she did was gallop.
It took 6 of us to catch our pony, literally. Gosh. We would get him in the corner in the shed and we would draw straws who would try to catch him because whoever would move out of our little half circle line, we would like hold hands. Whoever would take a step towards the pony, he would double barrel him.
That's like that rodeo thing where the guys are sitting playing cards and they release the bull. Now that you look back, is it a wonder that you could not catch your pony?
Oh, God. The pony was free and the tack cost $5. That tells you something.
No, there's no reason that any pony ever wants to be caught by a child. Run away. Just let me tell you right now.
Now, see, I came to my first pony after I met Jennifer, and she was so thankful. This show, this Horse Radio Network would not exist had my first pony not been the best pony in the world. Because I would have just said, screw this horse stuff. I was not a horse person.
Well, you spent so much money and you did so much research on this particular pony.
Yeah, I bought him for $90 at the auction.
I got lucky that
that pony was so nice and didn't try and kill me because I would have been done. I would have been said to Jennifer, this is your thing. I'm going back to playing golf. And we would not have the Horse Radio Network today. So I got
lucky. Since you met Jennifer, how many times have you played golf?
Jennifer, once.
You took your rubber chicken and you took your bullhorn.
Yeah, I was never a serious golf player, so I was always playing tricks on the other golfers. And
he really did play with a rubber chicken.
Yeah, I did.
He did it.
I would throw it when they made a bad shot. And I would not throw it when I made a bad shot. So,
oh, Chad would never play with you.
Oh, no. I was the goofball golfer because I could not play, so I had to make up for it with comedy. I was always entertaining, but annoying. Too. And that's why nobody ever wanted to play with
today.
Me again. Yeah,
I was going to say, what the hell's changed? Entertaining, yet kind of annoying. You said it yourself.
Jennifer's going to be marking that one. I guarantee you we'll be hearing that one come back again.
I was entertaining, but kind of annoying.
God, yeah, why do I say these things? I give myself my own bad sound. I'm the Donald Trump of the horse world. I give myself my own bad sound bites.
Oh, my God. Thank God they're not taking pictures of you when you're saying
I got better hair. You have to say I have better hair than Donald.
Yeah, you do have better hair.
I have some.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard has better hair than Donald Trump. Stop.
Just read the Telly Savalas has better hair. All right, Katie sent in the next one, but we're going to listen to it.
Oh, good.
Hi, this bad ad is from Vermont Horse and Tack on Facebook. Quarter horse, make an offer. First come, first serve. Need gone. This is a 7-year-old beautiful quarter horse. With little training, would make a great rideable horse. He is very friendly and loves attention. I've owned him for a year. I have no information on vets and farriers. Will sell for money or trade for a running car. Message for more information. If you're not interested or have your own thoughts on how you should or shouldn't sell him, move on. Keep them to yourself. Rather suck of people not minding their own business. I have several reasons for needing to rehome. In TBH, none are any of anyone's business. Everything in this ad is misspelled, too.
Well, that one has an attitude. Woo!
Oh, Katie, that was great. Anytime that there's like that whole like precursor to the ad, can you play the beginning again?
Yeah, hold on.
Hi, this bad ad is from Vermont Horse and Tack on Facebook. Quarter horse, make an offer. First come, first serve. Need gone.
Stop. Anytime the whole ad starts with make an offer, I need it gone, first come, first serve, has to be sold today. Like, it doesn't matter what they say afterwards because they're just making it up. Just anything to get the damn horse out of there.
Yes.
First come, first serve, need gone, make an offer, get this thing the hell off my property, and don't judge me.
That's
what the whole ad might as well said.
Hey, can you imagine the kind of crap she got to put all that? She got crap at some point.
I know,
Rosie sent this one in. Sick. Thank you, by the way, Katie. If you want to send your own in, like Katie did, just record them on your phone and send them to Jennifer.
And that was funny. She did a good job reading it.
Yes, she did.
Neat gun.
Rosie sent the following one in. 6-year-old thoroughbred mare for free. Again, here we go. Price for this mare. One sweet, sound, healthy mini or other experienced companion animal. No roosters. Who trades roosters for a horse?
That, again, if you have to write it down, it happened. You're trading your horse and somebody's like, hey, I'll take that horse off your hand. I got about 4 roosters I'll give you. No!
Roosters that nobody wants. You want to take those?
Let me edit my ad and put no roosters.
And apparently we're willing to trade this mare for a mini. So that tells you that what the thoroughbred mare's like.
Yeah. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Let me
a nightmare.
Go ahead and pronounce.
I see what you did there.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, this next ad, it's a trailer that somebody sent in, and I don't get it. I don't understand why you consider this a bad ad trailer. It's so beautiful.
Oh,
it is actually a beautiful.
It is a beautiful trailer. It's probably a piece of art.
It's gorgeous. It looks like an Overo paint.
Yeah, okay.
You're right.
With the white and the brown splashed, of course, that brown being rust. Oh, God. So it looks like a 4-horse gooseneck, stock side. You know, you put 2 in, you close the door, you put the other 2 in, you close the door. Stock side 4-horse with intact windows. But again, it looks like an Overo paint with all the rust. It is amazingly beautifully and rusty. And it is mowed. It does mm-hmm. have air in the tires, but it is sitting on a cinder block.
Yeah, and so. The other thing is it requires a tetanus shot before you buy it.
Oh, without a doubt. I would
see, what this makes me think of, back in the day, you used to watch the Jacques Cousteau show, and he'd bring up things that been in the bottom of the ocean for hundreds and hundreds of years, and the minute it would come out of the water and they go to pick it up, it would just disintegrate.
Is this, that's it. Yeah. You go to pull this trailer and the whole front just comes off.
That's why it's local only, because it ain't going anywhere.
That's right. Jennifer will post a picture on our Facebook
page. Yeah, the ad is stock trailer, $1,500. Stock trailer, $1,500. Cash, no text, local buyers only.
Because it won't go further than that.
Why do you care who buys your trailer? It has to stay local.
Because
so
it won't get that far.
I want to visit it. Make sure he's getting a good home. But no, because it won't drive.
Well, Sienna sent the next one in. It's yours.
Oh, it is mine. I get the next one too. Let's see. Sienna, gelding for sale, $800. Hi. That's the first line. No punctuation. Nothing is capitalized either. So just all lowercase. Okay. So I'm pretty sure this is a teenager. Do you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that now that I look at it. Yep.
Hi. That changes the high. It's not high. It's hi.
It's four syllables. Hi becomes four syllables.
I deal with teenagers all day. Hi. I have like a 5-year-old, like green, broke gelding for sale. And he's like totally registered with the APHA. And he's like huge. He's like 15'2" and like 1100 pounds. He's massive. And like, he's been around and he's not scared of goats. He's also not scared of sheep, pigs, alpacas, donkeys, minis, four wheelers, tractors, barking dogs. He though, like, totally will take your hat off your head and take your tack, and he will completely nibble on you for attention, but put his nose on your nose and like willing to meet halfway if you're interested and like need me to for a gas fee. So like I'll drive like 5 miles, but you have to pay for half of the gas fee for me to get there because like I am 17 and I make $6 an hour. No money. And gas is like totally expensive and I'm making all of this up, but that was the total attitude of the whole thing. I've like got this horse and like I want to get rid of it because I have no money and I don't even know what breed it is.
We play nosy. It's an APHA.
Oh my God. Of course it is. Yes. No paint horse, green broke. He's not afraid of goats, sheep, pigs, alpacas, donkeys, minis, four-wheeler tractors, and barking dogs.
Do you think this girl also has brothers? Four-wheelers, tractors.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. It's a family farm.
Carol May sent this one in. And this is in Pedro. I have no idea where Pedro is. Holstein, $250. This is short. 3 months old, eating dairy ration and hay free choice. Perfect for eating in a few months or keep as a pet and teach to pull a cart.
I hope he gets that home.
Because you know how many Holsteins you see pulling carts. Just every day I see that.
Bless his heart. Hey, this does bring up a topic of like what happens to cats. Do you, aside from like these sanctuary rescues, there is not a good life for a cow. There's just no way around it. I was riding around the neighborhood and I've said this before, like cows have it really bad. There's never a happy ending for a cow. Oh, I'm on this grass pasture. This is great. Oh, I'm going to be killed. I'm out here and I'm in this barn having babies and giving milk, but I'm going to get killed. My neighbor, we were riding around and she's like, these cows have it good. They're roping cows. I'm like, oh, okay. Wait, I'm going to get zapped in the ass and then I'm going to run
tackled.
And then I'm going to get tackled. And then, oh, by the way, when I get bored of this, I'm going to get killed. I was like, they have the worst life. Like, there's the worst. Anyway, poor little Holstein steer. I hope somebody gets it and teaches it to pull a cart.
There's a little where we take our horses out in the back of the farm, the neighboring farm, which is 10 feet from our fence, has a little Angus cow that's in this field all by himself. And he comes running over and he does have the life because once a day he gets to scare the crap out of our horses. Sees us bringing the horses out, he comes running over to say hi because he's lonely. He's just lonely. He comes running over to say hi, and both horses go straight up in the air. And we've been playing this game for 2 years now. So
It must be just the Anguses are really sweet, because we have one that we drive by, and oh my gosh, he just can't. Well, he used to come right over to the fence, just run right over. And I have a picture of him licking Joey's nose. Like, he's so lonely.
They're
and
lonely
so
if
friendly.
They're up by themselves. They're meant to be pack animals.
I know.
Herd animals in that case. Yeah. There
you go.
But,
well, and although then, from Nigel's point of view, that's a pack because they're going to kill him.
Yeah, that's true. But then he wasn't there anymore, and it always makes me so sad. People live in my neighborhood to like have their beef, you know, and grow their own beef. And oh, it just breaks my heart.
Moving on, Casey sent the following one in. Horse, this will change your tune. Horse manure for sale, $4.
This is my ad. So I'll read it. I don't know. It's brown and red. What does that mean?
I don't know what
that
means.
Jamie's.
Go
yes.
ahead.
I think you do the poop ad. This one's all you.
Okay. Horse manure comes in 30 gallons, 50-pound leaf paper bags. First come, first serve. If you bring your own bags, I will reduce the price in half, and it will be free if you take it all. But you will also have to load the manure yourself. Do people do... I gotta know. Do people do this? Do people come and get it?
I've always wondered if people come and get it, because I would just...
Listeners, have you ever sold your poop? Has anybody ever bought your poop? That's the question of the day, Jennifer, on Facebook. Is has anybody actually ever bought your poop, like in the really bad ads?
Or even just come to get it?
Yeah, free. We've never had that. We've always had to pay to have it all.
That's a great question of the day. Good job. Trade for livestock, $400.
Wait a minute. Rosie's chiming in and saying, yes, we have farmers to come get our poop for free.
Oh my gosh.
And Denise just chiped in and said, I had people get mine all the time. We live in the wrong place.
Yeah. I live in a place where people have too much poop.
All right, let's go to the last one. We're running out of time here.
Okay. That one's yours.
Oh, small horse, stud colt, $300. Nice. Mixed breed, small horse, about 2 years old. Stud colt. I think about 13 hands. Likely a Hackney Paso Cross. Moves nicely. Loves to run. Have video. $300. Well, I don't know what's wrong with that ad. I think somebody just sent that in, so I go look at it. Likely to have a Hackney Paso Cross. Moves nicely. Loves to run. Just like Scooter.
Somebody's trying to sell you a horse.
That's what it is. I think that's what that ad's in there for. That's the same hand as Scooter. They'd look cute as a pair. It loves to run, so it bolts just like Scooter does. Perfect.
Well, you got yourself a new horse.
They
where
can
is this?
Bolt together.
And Pauline, only three, where is this?
It's a stud colt. That's perfect. 2 years old. Scooter can train him. Give him proper manners.
Give him a good old castration there, Scooter. Train surgery.
All right, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody, for sending ads in. We all needed a laugh today. And, of course, thank you to Carrots for donating the show coat, and we'll be giving away that at the end of the month. Now, next week on Friday, Jamie is out. She's, like, on vacation somewhere.
I'm going to try to go on vacation. This whole, like, husband being an airline pilot thing, it is not as... Well, like, you... We
you
may
get
go
free
on vacation.
Airline flights.
Yes, but it's not confirmed. I'd rather confirm the fact that I'm going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, instead of just sit there and go, God, I hope I make it.
Yeah, you actually have to what? Show up to the airport in the morning and hope to catch a flight, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's
And with a 3-year-old child, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, there you go.
Sitting at an airport for 12 hours waiting for a flight's just perfect. Yes. Well, she won't be here next Friday. So we're going to play the Jared, what'd you call it? CD release party?
But it's a CD release party.
Yes, we're going to play the Jared CD release party for you next Friday. And then the Friday after that, we'll have really bad ads again, and we'll pick a winner. So get your, you have 2 weeks now to get your ads in. We expect some audio ads. We it gives you a lot of time to look for some really good ones. Send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com.
And for all you newbies out there, the easiest way to find bad ads is go to your local Craigslist or a Craigslist in your state that is rural. click on the farm and garden section and type the word farrier spelled wrong in the search bar.
Or gilding.
Or gilding spelled wrong. Or, yeah. And
or whores.
Come right up.
H-O-R-S-E. Without, yeah. Or H-O-R-S without the E.
Yeah, or H-O-R-Z.
Yeah, Z. A lot of people are selling whores these days. So, yeah, check that out.
Oh, H-O-R-E-S, yeah. Just real quick to mention that Leslie Wiley does her dressage on Princess the Pony tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Kentucky time. So we wish her the best of luck, and I can't wait to hear on Monday about her first horse trial with Princess the Pony.
And Monday also, Jenny will be here from Eventing Nation to give us an Olympic update. So we'll have her here as well on Monday.
And I get to talk about Clinton Anderson. So watch the hell out. It's going to get
I'm sure Clinton is shaking in his
Yeah,
boots.
I'm sure he's really concerned.
Well, apparently he wants me to die. So we'll talk more about that.
And on that happy note, have a great weekend, everybody.
Everybody have a great one. Spay, neuter, geld. Have fun.
Look for pictures. I'll be posting pictures of me and Emily's cute babies.